This is Honest Reporting with Simon Plosker, keeping an eye on media bias and fake news.
Good afternoon, Simon Plosker. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Thank you. Simon, what's with the headline and the Independent and the relationship between the Independent and Israel? And is it influencing the news?
Oh, the Independent. You know, it really is a horrible, horrible newspaper in the UK, and it's caused us so many problems in the past, including we gave it last year's Dishonest Reporter Award of the year. So there's a real, real issue there. And I think what really sums it up for me was something that happened just a couple of days ago. And it just shows you what an obsession this newspaper has with Israel, because there was a whole feature article about the 70th birthday of Prince Charles. You know, Mazal Tov to the guy.
Yes.
It's great. And there was a box of, sort of dates in history relating to, you know, what Charles has been through the past 70 years. So we've got all sorts of things such as 1960, the Beatles are formed in Liverpool. 1963, John F. Kennedy is assassinated. The first man to walk on the moon in 1969. It goes on and on. So there are all sorts of very, nice little historical bits and pieces there. Except when you go back to 1948, and it says Charles is born. Well, yes, we think that's a great thing. And then it says the state of Israel is created out of the destruction of Palestine, the Nakba.
Oh my God.
Now, why? Just seriously, why would they do this? It's the only thing in there, the only historical fact in this piece that has any political agenda at all. There's nothing politicized about anything on there apart from that. And that really sums it up for me.
Simon, who are they? What are they? And what interests are they representing?
No, The Independent is a British newspaper. It is on the left of the spectrum. It's still considered to be a mainstream newspaper in the UK. I'm glad to report that it's not actually read by a huge number of people. And we know this because the print edition was actually taken out of commission. It is now only online. But because of that, they have a certain fan base. And I think they play to that fan base because the people who read it don't like Israel.
It's very interesting that they had to take themselves, you know, it wasn't sustainable to be in circulation. And unfortunately, that's what happens when people are looking for news and what you give them is opinion. And
yes, absolutely.
That's exactly what happens. Very interesting.
Quite.
Very, very interesting. Simon, I wanted to just comment on something you said. You know, how does this happen? Can I tell you how I think it happens? I think that it happens at universities. I had a conversation with a university professor who I had approached for a comment on a political situation that was happening in the United States. In fact, it was the recent elections. And, he's known to be a very, very critical thinker and a very smart guy. And he basically wouldn't come on because I wouldn't let him talk about Palestine. But I wasn't approaching him about Palestine and Israel, and I was approaching him about the U.S. elections. Anyhow, it very clearly became clear to me that he was not the right person. And I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about the bigger picture. And, you know, we've got Israel Awareness Week, right, every year over here, IAW. And you know, while it's very nice for all the Israel advocacy groups to be doing all their activities and, you know, just getting people to kind of think a little bit about what's happening in Israel and what Israel could be and represent, it's not necessarily the reality, because while they're doing that for 1 week of the year, these professors who have such poison in their heart have got those students for 251 days of the year. And that's how it happens.
Oh, sure. It's a shocking problem. And, of course, these students are the ones who are going to become the future professors, the future journalists, the future opinion leaders, politicians, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we are really storing up a massive problem for the future.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. Simon Plosker, I don't want to let you go, but I have to let you go. And I promised you that I would give you extra time today. I am so sorry.
It's all right.
Really,
next
really
week
sorry.
I'll hold you to that.